The following is an audio booklet from the United Church of God. To view this booklet and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
Fundamental Beliefs of the United Church of God. The Sacrifice of Jesus Christ. We believe God so loved the world of helpless sinners that He gave His only begotten Son, who, though in all points tempted as we are, lived without sin in the human flesh. That Son, Jesus Christ, died as a sacrifice for the sins of humanity. His life, because He is the Creator of all humanity, is of greater value than the sum total of all human life. His death is, therefore, sufficient to pay the penalty for every human being's sins. In paying this penalty, He has made it possible, according to God's plan for each person and for humanity as a whole, for us to have our sins forgiven and to be released from the death penalty. Jesus Christ is the focal point of Christianity. As Acts chapter 4, verse 12 states, "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Forgiveness of sin and, ultimately, the gift of eternal life are available only through His sacrifice. We are reconciled to God by Christ's death, but saved by His life. See Romans chapter 5, verses 9 and 10. The Scriptures refer to Jesus Christ with several distinctive titles, including the Word of God, our Savior, our High Priest, our Lord, the Son of God, our Passover, the Son of Man, and King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Christ is our Savior and the ultimate sacrifice for sin. Even though He was divine, Jesus became a human being to suffer and die for the sins of mankind. See Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 7. As the Son of Man, He was human in the fullest sense, able to experience the trials of human life, to better empathize with us as our merciful High Priest. See Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17. Christ, as our Savior, gave His life that we might live. He died a horrible death, as our Passover, foreshadowed in the sacrificed Passover lamb in the Old Testament, that we might understand the magnitude of sin and the monumental significance of His sacrifice, which was made for every human being. He was the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John chapter 1, verse 29. Sin, the transgression of God's law, is truly horrible. Disobedience to God's law has brought untold pain and misery, as well as its ultimate penalty, death. See Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Jesus lived a perfect life and therefore did not deserve the excruciating agony He experienced or the death penalty inflicted on Him. However, He was preordained from the foundation of the world to suffer and die for the sins of humanity. Even though Christ was accused of violating God's law on more than one occasion, He, as the perfect sacrifice for sin, never broke God's law. We accept Christ's sacrifice as essential to our salvation. As we model our lives after His, we figuratively take up our cross and follow Him. See Luke chapter 14, verse 27, which includes a willingness to suffer and be persecuted as He set the example. We thank God the Father for giving up His Son, Jesus Christ, to be that perfect sacrifice for all mankind. All sin is forgiven upon repentance and the acceptance of Christ's sacrifice. Forgiveness of sin requires the supreme sacrifice, the death of Jesus Christ. His crucifixion almost 2,000 years ago was essential to God's plan of redemption and salvation. Through His sacrifice, Jesus took the ultimate penalty of sin, death, upon Himself, freeing us, if we accept His sacrifice in continuing repentance, from death being our final fate, and by giving of Himself in life to care for others, and finally, through the agonizing torment He experienced at the end. Jesus also bore the other consequences of sin, pain, and suffering. As Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4 begins, "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows." Matthew chapter 8, verse 17 renders this, "He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses." And Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5 concludes, "The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." So, Jesus endured brutality and misery as the basis for our release from suffering, including through healing. While God does not remove all suffering now, just as he has not yet removed death from us, at times he will alleviate some of it now if we faithfully rely on him, such as being physically healed of illness through anointing. See James chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. And we have God's promise that one day both death and suffering will be no more. See Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. By understanding and accepting Jesus Christ's sacrifice in repentance and faith, we can be assured that our sins are blotted out. We can go forward in our Christian lives with confidence, knowing that through that sacrifice, we can be reconciled to the Father. As a result of this reconciliation, we can develop a relationship with our Father that provides hope and assurance for our future. We can experience healing today. We can also look forward to eternal life in the kingdom of God as a gift of God's grace, because of this tremendous sacrifice that Jesus and the Father willingly gave for every one of us. For more details, check out the free booklets, Jesus Christ, The Real Story, Who is God, and God's Holy Day Plan, The Promise of Hope for All Mankind.
Thanks for listening to The Sacrifice of Jesus Christ in the booklet, Fundamental Beliefs of the United Church of God. For the rest of the booklet, please visit ucg.org.